Southern California drayage carrier files for bankruptcy amid mounting debts. A Southern California-based trucking company focused on port and intermodal freight has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, citing mounting debts tied to leases, vendor obligations, and contract disputes. National Road Logistics LLC filed for bankruptcy on Monday in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Central District of California, according to court documents. The Signal Hill, California-based carrier reported estimated assets between $1 million and $10 million, with liabilities also falling within the same range. This significant financial gap suggests that the company may have struggled to manage its debt obligations, leading to the bankruptcy filing. The company indicated it expects funds to be available for unsecured creditors as part of the restructuring process. However, this does not necessarily mean that the carrier will emerge from bankruptcy with minimal losses or damage to its reputation. The filing shows significant exposure to large unsecured claims, including equipment leases, chassis rentals, and vendor payables across logistics and transportation partners. This highlights the complex web of financial obligations that trucking companies often face in the drayage market. Additional obligations include secured claims totaling roughly $7.5 million, including liens tied to financing arrangements and ongoing legal disputes. The presence of these large claims underscores the challenges faced by National Road Logistics in managing its finances and resolving contract disputes. Court filings show National Road Logistics held approximately $1.6 million in total assets at the time of filing, including power units and drivers' salaries. Despite this relatively modest asset base, the company's financial situation appears precarious. The carrier primarily hauls general freight and intermodal containers in interstate operations, indicating a business model closely tied to Southern California port activity, including the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. This suggests that National Road Logistics is vulnerable to fluctuations in demand and market conditions related to these ports. National Road Logistics officials declined to comment at this time. The lack of immediate response from the company's leadership may indicate a desire to avoid drawing further attention to its financial difficulties. The bankruptcy filing also raises questions about the broader impact on the drayage industry, particularly in Southern California. As trucking companies continue to face increasing competition and regulatory pressures, it is essential for operators like National Road Logistics to prioritize financial stability and adaptability in order to remain viable.